All right, so today we're tackling a feeling that probably we all know a little too well. It's jealousy. You know, that green-eyed monster, it can really make us question everything, but you know what? We're not shying away from it, not at all.
Sure.
We're going to unpack the science, the psychology, even dive into some real-life stories to help us really understand and navigate this very complex emotion.
And what I think is so fascinating is that, you know, jealousy, it's not just some modern-day drama. This has been around since, like, our cave-dwelling days, you know?
Oh, wow. So we're talking, like, primal instincts here.
Absolutely, yeah. Think about, like, our ancestors, right? Survival, it totally depended on protecting your mate, protecting your resources. Jealousy, that was their security system.
It's like that built-in alarm bell, right? Mm-hmm. Going off when we even just sense a threat. And, you know, this book I was reading, The Green-Eyed Monster, Unmasking Jealousy and Finding Freedom, it mentions how even primates, they experience jealousy too, just like us.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's a perfect example of how fundamental this emotion is across species. It's not just you, it's in our DNA.
Yeah. Okay. That makes me feel a little less crazy. But seriously, what is actually going on in our brains when we feel that jealous pang?
Okay, so picture this. You're at a party, right? And you see your partner, they're laughing with someone else. And suddenly your amygdala, that little almond-shaped part of your brain, it goes, danger, danger. Like, that's your emotional alarm system kicking in.
And that's when all those not-so-fun feelings come, like, rushing in.
Exactly. But here's the interesting part, okay? At the same time, your prefrontal cortex, which is, like, the more rational part of your brain, it tries to hit the brakes. So it's like this tug-of-war between, like, logic and primal instinct.
Inner Turmoil, brought to you by Jealousy. But tell me, are there like certain chemicals in our brains that play a role in all of this?
You bet. So take dopamine, for example. Usually we link that to pleasure, right? But when we're feeling jealous, its levels, they're all over the place. They fluctuate like crazy as we're trying to like protect the relationship.
So it's like a roller coaster ride for our brain chemistry.
Exactly. And then there's serotonin. Now, low levels of this, it can make us more irritable, more impulsive. Which doesn't exactly help when you're already on edge, right?
And don't even get me started on oxytocin, the so-called cuddle hormone.
Right. You would think it would be, like, on our side. But yeah. High levels of oxytocin can actually make us more possessive, more jealous.
It's like it has this mischievous side. I mean, it's fascinating how our brains are wired this way. But it's not just about biology, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this book, it also delves into, like, some classic Freudian theories, which, you know, it always adds a layer of intrigue.
Oh, yeah. Well, Freud, he believed that our early childhood experiences, you know, particularly something called the Oedipus complex, it could kind of lay the groundwork for jealousy later in life. And then there are all those like repressed desires that he always talked about, potentially bubbling up as jealousy in adulthood.
Okay, so maybe we should park the whole Oedipus complex thing for like a whole other time. It's a bit heavy. But I am interested in like the more modern psychological perspectives on jealousy. You know, the stuff that like our listeners can actually like relate to.
Absolutely. Well, so cognitive theories, for example, they suggest that like how we interpret situations, it plays a huge role in how jealous we actually get. It's all about the meaning that we assign to things.
So it's not necessarily the event itself, but our thoughts about the event that are like fueling the fire.
Precisely. If we see our partner chatting with someone and we immediately jump to like the worst case scenario, well, that's a cognitive appraisal. That's very likely to trigger jealousy.
It's like we create these stories in our heads, often fueled by like, you know, our own insecurities.
And that's where CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, can be incredibly helpful because it's all about recognizing those distorted thoughts, those irrational beliefs, and learning to actually reframe them.
So instead of thinking, oh my gosh, my partner is definitely going to leave me for someone better, CBT helps you challenge that thought and replace it with something like more balanced.
It got it. But at the same time, you know, we can't forget those evolutionary and biological factors that are at play here too. Evolutionary psychologists, they see jealousy as a completely natural response. It's like an adaptation to protect our chances of, you know, reproductive success.
So it's all about mate guarding, ensuring our genes get passed on.
In a way, yeah. And studies even suggest that, you know, men and women, we might experience jealousy a little bit differently, perhaps due to those evolutionary pressures.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, you see, men historically, you know, they focused on paternity certainty. They might feel more jealous of like physical infidelity, while women who are often more invested in like securing resources for their children, they might be more sensitive to emotional infidelity.
It's like those age-old battle of the sexes stereotypes might actually have some scientific backing, huh? Fascinating. So different evolutionary pressures might have actually shaped how we experience jealousy. That's wild.
Mm.
But we're not just like slaves to our biology here, right?
Sure.
I mean, the book also talks about how like our culture plays a huge role in all of this too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Jealousy.pdf really dives into how cultural norms, they kind of shape our understanding of jealousy. You know, for example, in collectivist cultures where like harmony is key, jealousy might be more like hushed up. But then in individualistic cultures, like, you know, the US, expressing jealousy, that might be seen as way more acceptable, you know, even like a sign that you're really invested in the relationship.
It's like different cultures have these different like rule books for jealousy.
Mm.
It's so interesting. And, you know, this reminds me of Priya and David, that intercultural couple from the book.
Oh, right, right. Priya, who was raised in a more collectivist culture, she was like hesitant to express her jealousy openly, while David, coming from a more individualistic background, he was actually worried by her silence. They were like navigating a cultural minefield.
Totally. So how did they bridge that gap?
It took real effort, right? Priya, she had to learn that it was okay to actually voice her concerns, while David had to understand that her silence didn't mean that she didn't care. You know, they had to learn each other's emotional language, so to speak.
Communication is key, right?
Yeah.
But let's be real for a sec. There's this whole new layer of complexity in like the digital age, social media. It's basically like a jealousy breeding ground. Have you ever felt that pang of envy scrolling through like Instagram?
Who hasn't, right? It's like the highlight reel effect. We're constantly seeing everyone's like perfect vacations, their picture perfect relationships. It's so easy to fall into that comparison trap.
Totally. And it's not even just like the curated content. It's the constant access,
yeah.
Right? I mean, back in the day, you wouldn't necessarily know every single detail about your partner's interactions. But now social media, it puts it all out there.
Yeah, it can be a blessing and a curse, right? On the one hand, you feel more connected, but then it also opens the door to more insecurity, more suspicion.
It's a slippery slope. One minute you're feeling good, the next you're like spiraling after seeing your partner, like someone's photo or whatever. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. For someone listening who's thinking like, wait a minute, am I the jealous type? What are some like telltale signs? You know, those internal and external like red flags that someone might be like really struggling with this emotion.
Yeah, well, internally, it's like this whole cocktail of uncomfortable feelings, right? We're talking insecurity, fear, anger, even sadness. Your body might actually react too, you know? A racing heart, sweating, that pit in your stomach feeling. It's your body's way of saying like, hey, pay attention, something's up.
Okay, so jealousy, it even manifests physically too. Got it. What about external signs?
Externally, it can show up as like changes in behavior, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might become more possessive. Maybe you're checking your partner's phone more often or just questioning their every move. It's all an attempt to kind of regain a sense of control when you're feeling threatened.
And that's when things can like really spiral.
Right? Exactly. And that's why addressing those feelings head on is so crucial.
Yeah.
Because bottling them up, that's only going to lead to more problems down the line.
So communication is key here too.
Absolutely. The book really highlights how important open and honest communication is when you're dealing with jealousy. It's about, you know, finding the right time, the right place, using I statements to express your feelings without kind of blaming your partner.
Okay. So give me an example. Like, what does that sound like?
Sure. So instead of saying, you know, you're always flirting with your coworker, which sounds, you know, very accusatory, you could try something like, I feel a little uncomfortable when I see you being, you know, overly friendly with your coworker. Can we talk about it? You see the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels less like an attack and more like an invitation to like understand each other.
Yeah.
That's huge. But what about when those jealous feelings, like they hit you like a tidal wave? Like what can someone do in those moments when like jealousy feels totally out of control?
Yeah, that's when those like emergency tactics come in handy. You know, grounding techniques, for example, can be super helpful.
Like what? Give me the inside scoop.
Well, the book actually talks about this 5-4-3-2-1 technique.
Yeah.
So you focus on 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, and so on. It helps to kind of bring your attention back to the present moment. Deep breathing exercises, those are fantastic for calming those like racing thoughts too.
It's about hitting the pause button on like the mental chaos and just recentering yourself. That makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to reach out for support. You know, call a crisis hotline, talk to a trusted friend, a family member, whatever feels right. Sometimes just having someone listen can make a world of difference.
Yeah, it's a reminder that you don't have to go through this alone. And speaking of support, the book also talks about, like, the benefits of seeking professional help.
Absolutely. Therapy, it provides a safe and supportive space to really explore the root causes of your jealousy. It could be low self-esteem, you know, past experiences, maybe even like an insecure attachment style. Therapy can help you unpack all of that.
So it's about understanding the why behind the jealousy, not just putting like a Band-Aid on the symptoms.
Exactly. And the book mentions that like different types of therapy can be helpful. You know, we talked about CBT earlier, but there's also, you know, psychodynamic therapy or even mindfulness-based therapy.
So it's about finding the approach that like really resonates with you. But what about those who might not be ready for therapy or just like want some extra support? Like what other options are out there?
Well, support groups can be incredibly valuable, because they provide a sense of community and they allow you to connect with others who, you know, they truly understand what you're going through. You realize like, hey, I'm not alone in this.
That feeling of like shared experience, it can be so powerful. This actually reminds me of Tom, the guy from the book, who found like solace and practical advice in a support group for relationship challenges, specifically like dealing with jealousy.
Tom's story, it's a great example of how connecting with others who like really get it can be a game changer. And let's not forget about all the online resources that are available these days.
You mean like websites, forums, even apps?
Exactly. You know, websites like Psychology Today, they have excellent sections on jealousy, you know, articles, expert advice, even therapist directories. And platforms like Reddit, they have dedicated communities where people share their experiences and offer each other support.
It's like having a 247 digital support system.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of apps like, you know, Headspace or Calm. They offer like guided meditations and mindfulness exercises that are specifically designed to help you manage difficult emotions, including jealousy.
It's amazing how accessible all these tools are now.
Yeah.
But it's not all about crisis management and like quick fixes, is it? The book, it really stresses the importance of like long-term strategies for like genuine growth and resilience.
Absolutely. You know, overcoming jealousy, it's an ongoing journey. It's a process of like continuous learning and growth. It requires conscious effort and a willingness to, you know, dive deep.
So it's about cultivating those healthy habits, both in our thoughts and actions. Tell me more. It sounds like we're talking about like building a more resilient self.
Right.
Inside and out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Think of it like you're building your own emotional gym, right? A regular self-care routine. That's like strength training for your mind. Prioritizing sleep, eating well, moving your body, making time for like hobbies you love. These all boost your well-being and your ability to handle those tougher emotions.
So we're talking bubble baths, jogging,
yeah.
Finally finishing that painting, all in the name of like emotional fitness. Okay, I'm into it.
Exactly, exactly. And don't forget about setting boundaries. You know, knowing your limits and communicating them clearly, it's like you're creating this healthy, like emotional force field.
Boundaries. That's yeah. Something, I'll be honest, I'm still working on, for sure.
Yeah.
Any tips from the book that like really stand out to you?
Well, the book, it really emphasizes using those, you know, I statements again. It's about communicating your needs directly, but without like, you know, blaming the other person. And sometimes it really is about finding the courage to say no to things that, you know, they drain you or that cross those lines that you've set.
So much of this is about like self-awareness and self-respect, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And don't forget about the like the relationship aspect of all of this. Open, honest communication with your partner is key.
Which, yeah, it can be scary to be vulnerable, but it sounds like it's really essential for like building trust.
It is. And remember, like, trust is a muscle. You build it over time. It's about showing up consistently, being reliable, being there for each other through, you know, thick and thin.
Speaking of showing up, the book also mentions this fascinating idea of love languages.
Yes. It's about recognizing how your partner, they best receive love, right? Is it through, like, words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, gifts, physical touch? When you understand and speak your partner's love language, it strengthens your bond and makes them feel truly valued.
It's like finding that secret code to their heart. That's beautiful.
And, you know, when your partner, they feel loved, they feel secure. Well, jealousy is just, it's less likely to rear its ugly head.
Okay, so, wow, we have covered a lot. We've talked about like understanding jealousy's roots, recognizing the signs, even some like really powerful tools for managing those feelings.
Mm.
But this book, It goes even further, doesn't it? It talks about actually like transforming jealousy.
That's what I find so empowering about this book. You know, it's not just about like managing jealousy, but using it as fuel for positive change.
So instead of letting those green eyes get the best of us, we can actually use that energy for good.
Exactly. It's about like reframing jealousy, seeing it not as something to be, you know, ashamed of, but as a signal.
A signal for what?
A signal that something important, it's at stake, right? Something you value is like feeling a little shaky. It might be a sign you need to like, you know, invest more in your own personal growth, learn a new skill, or even find ways to like deepen the connection with your partner.
So jealousy can actually be a catalyst for self-improvement or for like strengthening a relationship. Wow, that's quite a perspective shift.
It is. The book actually tells this really powerful story about a woman, Sarah, who learned to do exactly that. She was like plagued by jealousy, constantly comparing herself to others, letting it like eat away at her. But she learned to channel that energy into personal growth. And she ended up, get this, starting her own business, something she had always dreamed of, but was like too scared to actually pursue.
Wow, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like she turned her jealousy into fuel for something. It's
yeah.
Really amazing.
She did. And it's not just about, you know, personal growth. It's about bringing that new understanding to your relationships, right?
Yeah.
When you can openly and honestly communicate about your jealousy with your partner, it can actually deepen your connection.
It's like you're like facing that monster together, like side by side.
It is. And through that shared experience, you build like even deeper trust, deeper intimacy. It's also about celebrating each other's successes, you know, supporting each other's growth and just creating a dynamic where you like admire and respect each other even more.
This deep dive has been, I'm telling you, mind-blowing. We've covered so much ground. But if you had to like distill it down to just a few like golden nuggets, what are the key takeaways our listeners should like really remember?
First and foremost, jealousy. It's a normal human emotion, okay? Don't beat yourself up for feeling it. It's what you do with those feelings that really matters.
It's about becoming the boss of your emotions, yeah. Not letting them boss you around.
Yeah. You got it. And that starts with self-awareness. Okay. Pay attention to your triggers, those situations or thoughts that tend to like set off those jealous feelings. Once you know your triggers, you can create like your own personal game plan for how to handle them.
It's about creating your own emotional toolkit.
Exactly. And remember all those long-term strategies we talked about. Self-care, setting boundaries, nurturing open communication. These are your like secret weapons for building a more resilient self and stronger relationships.
And if those jealous feelings, they just become overwhelming, please don't hesitate to reach out for help. Talk to, you know, a trusted friend, join a support group, or seek professional guidance from a therapist. There is no shame in asking for support. It takes courage to reach out.
Absolutely. You do not have to navigate this alone.
This has been an incredible, incredible journey into the heart of jealousy. It's complex for sure, but understanding it, having the right tools, and remembering that we're all in this together, that's truly empowering.
It is. And remember, you are not defined by your jealousy. Okay? It's an emotion, a visitor. It doesn't have to control you. You have the power to choose how you respond.
You heard it here, folks. Choose to understand, choose to grow, and choose to turn that green-eyed monster into a catalyst for a more fulfilling life. That's a wrap on this deep dive. We'll catch you in the next episode.